I think there's just some ongoing sense of what goes up, you know, eventually must come down.
That's Ken Witt, lead technical manager with the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. He's talking about economic sentiment among finance decision makers in a quarterly U.S. survey, one that shows overall optimism along with concerns about the future. I'm senior editor Neil Amato. Ken and I discuss own company optimism along with global trade issues, Brexit, and the technology concerns that could dent that positive outlook in this edition of the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Let's talk quickly about the overall outlook. It seems like from a year ago, the optimism is down a bit, but still positive and has leveled off compared with the previous quarter.
Yeah, I think that's right. The overall outlook for the economy and for our respondents' companies continues to be strong, although we are seeing a bit of softening from the fourth quarter and compared to the first quarter of 2018, you know, which set record highs. The outlook for the economy remained essentially flat, same level of optimism as the fourth quarter at 57%. We have slightly fewer pessimists, so a one-point uptick in the CPAOI component for the economy. The global economy, you know, not so much optimism. We saw a number of concerns and comments about the global economy and the potential impact on the U.S. economy. The composite measure for our CPA Outlook Index remained constant at 76, with minor declines in most components, but a one-point uptick in both other capital spending and in training and development.
So that 76, again, anything over 50 is considered positive. So 76 historically still pretty optimistic, down from 81 from a year ago.
But still strong, yes. And how we measure the index is all of the optimists and half of the neutrals. So it takes out the sort of the fluctuations from, you know, make sure we have incorporated the pessimists into the index.
So we'll come back a little bit to the global economy. Let's talk a little bit more about the U.S. outlook, especially, I guess, respondents thinking about their own businesses. What are their thoughts for the next 12 months? On that.
Yeah, 65% of our respondents continue to be optimistic about their own company's prospects, which is down only 3 points from last quarter. Expansion plans also continue to be strong, with two-thirds of companies planning to expand their business in the coming 12 months, and that's down only a point from the fourth quarter. So overall, the economy is still showing signs of strength across a broad number of indicators, and some of the slowing, I think, is a bit of return to normalcy following the first quarter 2018 boom, which was due to the expected benefits of tax reform. But we do, we are seeing some signs of caution or some signs of concern, ongoing concerns about some of the usual suspects, which are trade and tariffs, interest rates, deficits, et cetera, plus some niggling concerns about the longevity of the current recovery. I think there's just some ongoing sense of what goes up, eventually must come down. And we're also seeing these sort of comments about the global economy that you mentioned.
Yeah, so on that topic of the global economy, there's that word that's always out there for people, Brexit. There's a vote next week where there may or may not be some more clarity. But from the U.S. side, the U.S. approach to Brexit, where do these members in the survey stand?
We always ask the question about the optimism about the global economy. We don't usually publish it in our slide deck, and it's usually not so noteworthy as it was this quarter. But the optimism about the global economy came in this quarter at 34%, which is down from 40% in the fourth quarter of 2018, but perhaps more significantly, it was as high as 71% in the first quarter of 2018. So in the first quarter of 2018, our respondents were very optimistic about the U.S. economy, and they were also very optimistic about the global economy. We also asked about trade tensions. We specifically asked about rising trade tensions and the impact on their business and the impact on the economy. 43% of our respondents indicated that the possibility of a general economic slowdown was their greatest concern with the trade tensions that we have going on, and that's up from 35% when we asked this same question in the second quarter of 2018. Rising costs for their business, followed by rising prices on goods and services sold, were the next most significant concerns about rising trade tensions. Only 14% of respondents indicated they don't have concerns about the trade tensions, so this is sort of a widespread concern. In terms of bottom line impact, nearly half, 47% of our respondents, indicated that they have had at least some negative impact on their business as a result of trade conflicts or tariffs in the past 12 months. 50% indicated they had experienced no impact, and significant minority, only 3%, have had some positive impact from trade issues. So we also polled our members about Brexit. In terms of bottom line impact on that front, 16% expect to have a negative impact. Only 4% of respondents indicated that they expect to have a positive impact, and the balance either expect no impact or are not sure. I think we have a number of businesses respondents to our survey who are working in companies that do most of their business domestically or have some export business, but they are not anticipating a big impact from Brexit, although we did have some who were just sort of stymied and have some significant presence in the UK and are just sort of waiting to see, what happens before they can make their strategic plans.
And let's go back on the Brexit front. Some surveys that are out there, I think they may poll bigger companies that are obviously multinational, but you make the point, this business and industry section, most of the businesses are privately held, smaller in general, more in like the 50 million to 100 million revenue than the billions and billions of revenue.
Yeah. We do have a number of respondents from our from big companies, so we have the full range of companies. But yeah, we do have our sweet spot is really the kind of small to medium-sized businesses that our members are CFOs, controllers, financial executives in.
Is there any specific message for both U.S. finance decision makers on this data or non-U.S.? And also a reminder, this data is not where things stood or where things were in the background. It's a projection of where they expect to be in 12 months.
Yes, exactly. So that's the way we frame all of the questions so that they're forward looking and what people expect their businesses to have over the coming 12 months. So I think the big message this quarter is just sort of the wait and see perspective that we're seeing in a number of responses and some of the concerns that they expressed. They highlight the full range of economic indicators being very strong, but there's sort of that lurking notion, we don't know which shoe it is that might drop, but there might be a shoe that drops either in the U.S. Or globally that will have some impact on the economy that's going to, trigger the next downturn.
So anything else in closing, anything that we haven't discussed that maybe is noteworthy from this survey?
Yeah, I think, one of the things that we always do is ask people what their top challenges are. And we also ask them if they have, any other challenges that aren't part of our sort of standard list. As has been the case for the number of quarters now, the availability of skilled personnel continues to head the list of top challenges. And while there was, some movement among the top 10, we also saw that turnover kind of fell out of the top 10. So, maybe that's another indication of, sort of a little less turbulence in the hiring side of the equation. But I think the shortage of personnel, continues to be, in addition to the ranking on our top challenges, that just the comments are people really struggling getting skilled employees. But we also ask about the other challenges. And one of the things that I noticed this quarter was there were a significant number of comments about technology challenges. And I'd sort of break these down along the lines of two major themes. I think we saw a number of comments from companies with customer-related challenges, which includes the trend to online purchasing, including competitors from the big platform companies, and also just the need to become increasingly mobile to stay ahead of the curve. So that's sort of customer-related challenges. And then there's the whole financial and other resource cost of upgrades just to stay ahead of the technology curve, regardless of what business you're in, whether you're B2C or B2B. Technology is such a major disruptive force, and so just sort of the commitment of resources to stay ahead of the curve combined with the impact of new technologies, including automation and AI. So we're seeing a lot of comments along those lines this quarter.
So I think we're kind of at an interesting time. It'll be interesting to see where we are when we speak again first week of June. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.